Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. So let's get to something a little bit more interesting to me and a little bit more cheerful. This was a really cool story, USA Today, and it was out all over the world in different publications. 9.7 million year old teeth discovery in Germany could rewrite human history. And you have a picture of the tooth here, or teeth. It says the great ape teeth found in wherever the hell that is, Appalachian, last year could topple the understanding of our earliest history. Herbert Lutz, head of the evacuation team, tells Deutsche Welle what the find means to him and how it almost didn't happen. Okay, so they found these teeth. They're 10 million years old. Who knows if they could be even older than that, my opinion, because I don't know if they're using carbon dating, but my understanding is that might not always be correct. That's one of our best ways to date things. So we don't know a damn thing. And we lied to ourselves and we've been lied to, and we've got so many lies we can't see it. We can't see out of them. It's like, we're like blind with lies. And then we just come up with things, which is fine because we have to like continue to. I'm honestly surprised in our world that so much is happening. Like, I'm surprised buildings exist and everything else, because we're like living in a layered, like lies upon lies upon lies. And it's crazy to me. I mean, this kind of story comes out. It's great to me. It's a great story because it's like quote-unquote mainstream news. But I don't think this thing is an ape. And I just watched Tom DeLonge on Joe Rogan's podcast, and we're going to do a whole episode on that. But he was even saying that this UFO stuff has been managed by the CIA, and they put out stories because they're trying to drip feed it to the population, right? So, like, for example, in this story, now they would say it's an ape. And then, like you'll even see it with NASA, right? NASA now admits there's water on Mars, or there was, or something. NASA confirms evidence that liquid water, well, here you go. 2015, NASA.gov. NASA confirms evidence that liquid water flows on today's Mars. Well, that's pretty crazy. I mean, they wouldn't have admitted that. And there's so much coming out in terms of what space now, all of a sudden. And they're probably going to say that there's life on Mars and Europa and things like that. And they already know. They already know. They have known. They've known, in my opinion, they've known all of this stuff. And they're drip feeding it to us, which is fine, I guess, but not really. You know, I'll tell you the whole truth about me. I was a real dick. And I tried to start this company and this channel and the company called Love because, not because I'm perfect and I figured it out, just to try to do something good. You know, that's it. There you go. It's a whole story about me. That's it. Guilty. I would love to forgive everybody and forgive myself and to live in the feelings of harmony and to appreciate the tough things that have happened if I could and continue to, that I put myself through and others may, in my perception, put me through and the world and all this stuff, right? That's what we're, you know, I think that's what we're all trying to do, hopefully. It's easier said than done sometimes. That's it. That's my whole story. There's the whole truth behind me. There you go. done some shitty things and a lot of good things. That's it. There's my truth. So give me the whole truth. Come on. Of course. And it's weird. I watched that movie, An Inconvenient Truth, with Al Gore. Global warming. And I don't know. Maybe there's climate change. I mean, I guaranteed it was true. If you would ask me, I was like, yeah, there's global warming. We're going to die. I mean, I saw that movie. Well, and I know there's explanations. But there's also a lot of BS in it. And there's a global carbon tax agenda and all this other stuff. And it's just like, man, why do we need to lie so much? What are we trying to do? Let me tell you, let me help everybody. We are crazy. Okay? Let's start there, because that's true. And we wear suits and we walk around and we pretend we're civilized, and I guess we are, but we're crazy. We're crazy. And we can be very nice and good. But let's just be honest. Most people are pretty funny if you really analyze what they're up to. I mean, they're just silly. So let's start there. That's reality. And then you can work from there. But to pretend everybody's perfect, and then when people screw up, we're like, oh my God, that person is crazy. No, 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 no. They got caught being crazy, but everybody's actually crazy too. But some people are just, maybe they do things illegally that are crazy. But, you know, they're not much better than us. Or, excuse me, we're not much better than them just because they got caught or they're doing something illegal. I mean, in a way we are, depending on what I mean is it's probably better to do only things that are legal, but they're a reflection of us. So just to blame them, that's not going to help out. And trust me, again, even if I have trouble dealing with a lot of things, but you know what? I've actually, to give myself some credit, I've become more tolerant. So just tell the truth. So I thought this Inconvenient Truth movie was true, and then it's not. And I find, you know, it's like, what the hell is going on? So, of course, growing up, I hear history, I read history books, and I'm like, yeah, you know, the earth is this old, and, you know, we don't know a damn thing. Now, I hear about Atlantis, that there's Greek writing on the Roswell crash, and, you know, people don't know what the hell they're talking about all the time, meaning that could be true. We could have had beings on this planet for billions of years, and all kinds of things are possible. Never let anybody tell you, and I certainly am not going to tell you. They know what the hell they're talking about for sure. Unless you're there, and even then, you're only seeing one part of reality in one dimension, in one universe. And apparently, there are infinite amounts of universes if you look at Nassim Harriman's work. So, and multiverses and everything else. So, there could have been cycles of humanity. The weird thing is there already are people that know these things. So let's just tell the truth. And of course, sometimes we don't want to, because it's like with kids. You don't tell them there's no Santa Claus until they're like 12 sometimes, right? So I get it. But we're 12. We're 12. So you can tell us now. And a lot of people already know. We already know. People, and just like kids, eventually they figure it out, right? They know what's going on. We're basically like that right now. We're about at that age where you start to realize, you know, weird things are going on. as a kid, you're like, oh, there's no Santa Claus. My dad just went downstairs, or, you know, mommy and daddy say they're doing whatever, but they're doing something else. And it's everything, you know, things start to change. You're like, wow, like, what the hell's going on here? Some weird stuff's going on. Life is changing. I'm changing. We're pretty much at that age. So I thought, but the positive thing, and I do applaud NASA for coming out and saying there's water on Mars, and I like it when it becomes mainstream, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Just the tip of the iceberg. 9.7 million year old teeth discovery in Germany could rewrite human history. Thought it was good. Tell us your thoughts.